Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome representatives of the Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra. Back on our program once again, Ivan Kirshner is here, the president. Welcome back, Ivan.
Oh, it's good to see you. Thanks so much for having us.
It's nice to have you with us, and it's great to have the orchestra back in full swing doing concerts and things like that. We had a little bit of a time period where it wasn't that way, but now things are almost back to normal.
Right? That's true. Yeah, we weathered the pandemic pretty well. It was stressful, but we survived, and it was very nice of you to invite us to the Music Mansion to do some rehearsals. We were all spread out, of course, and following all the masking rules and everything, but that kept some of our string players' skills alive for the interim.
Yeah, it was great to be able to rehearse and get together and see each other and keep the camaraderie growing that is necessary for a group like yours, where people can depend on each other and get to know each other a little bit better. That led to a concert at McVinnie, right?
Yes. Well, we had we had several concerts. We did a concert at McVinnie featuring Consuelo Sherba as the soloist on the Viola Sonata by Rebecca Clark, and we followed that with Mahler's Symphony No. 5. And before that, we had a really nice, well-attended concert at St. Peter's by the Sea in Narragansett. On that, we played the Brahms Double Concerto featuring Sofia Sokole on violin and Alan Toda Ambaras on cello. And that was very, very well received.
So, excellent. Yeah. Well, that's great that there's been this success, which has been going. We have another guest in the studio with us. Kari Usella is here. And you are a composer, a player, a nice guy, and very good looking, right?
Oh, yes, of course. The latter, of course, the most important. But great to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And why are you here? Are you part of what is happening in the next concert, perhaps?
Yes, I am. I have been part of what's been going on and what's going to come. I play cello. Right now I'm acting as principal cellist of the orchestra. I'm also a composer. I've been composing all my life since I was about 4 years old. I'm from Finland. Both my parents were musicians, and in Finland, the person that sat on the right-hand side of God was Sibelius. And so everyone encouraged the young folk to be composers and musicians. It was thought of as a very high honor to be that. So then we ended up moving to the United States, and I've continued my music here as a performer and composer and educator. I was last position before I retired was dean at Berklee College of Music in Boston, where I was for 15 years. And so, yes, it's wonderful to be in Providence and have landed here. Lots of great music going on.
Excellent. Well, great to have you as part of the Narragansett Bay Symphony Orchestra, or NABSCO, as we call it in short. Normally here on Conducting Conversations, since you're a first-timer, I want to inform you, we don't normally go back and edit things, but I'm guessing I'm going to have to go back and edit something you said, because it can't possibly be right. You said you started composing at the age of 4.
That's right. My mother sat me down, and I would pluck things out on the piano, and the first song I wrote was called Suomen Surun Laulu, which means the sad, sad song of Finland. Because already at that age, I had picked up that most of the folk music was in minor and in kind of this modal dark minor. And so my first little piece was that. And I don't know how much of the notation was mine and how much of it was hers, but mm-hmm. yes, so that was...
4 years old.
4 years old.
Yeah, Ivan, you and I were climbing trees.
That's right.
Right.
Well, I spent my summers at a cottage in Finland where we didn't have running water or electricity or anything else, but we did have music, and so what else was there to do?
Well, there you go. All right.
Sounds delightful, actually.
Very interesting background, and... It's going to be great to hear your music. We'll do that in the second segment of our program tonight. We'll get to a little bit more of your music. But Ivan, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming performance. You told us what has happened. Let's go to the future and what's coming up very soon.
Well, yeah, we actually just came off our season opener, which was part of the Guitar Festival at University of Rhode Island that was organized by Adam Levin. And I think he was on your program not too long ago, as I recall. And we did a couple of world premieres and William Grant Still's Festive Overture. But as far as our upcoming concert, we're very excited about it. It's going to be held on Sunday, the 11th of December at 3 p.m. at East Providence High School. And that's an exciting new venue for us. We haven't played there before. It's a sponsored tribute concert to our erstwhile principal trumpetist Ronald Markoff, who we lost earlier this year, unfortunately. In consideration of his long service as a founding member of NABSCO, we're going to open with a short brass fanfare, La Paris by Dukas. And we're delighted that our founding music director, John Eales, will return to our podium to lead that piece in tribute to Ron. But after that, the rest of the program is being conducted by our assistant conductor, Vincent Matera, who's taking this concert cycle because our music director, Christo Kondakci, is doing a concert with the Longwood Symphony Orchestra as part of the finalist selection for their next music director. We expect Christo will stay with us even if he gets that job, but it's exciting for him. But Vince is going to open the concert with Prokofiev Symphony No. 1, the Classical Symphony. We're so lucky to have him as our conductor, and he's very capable in our assistant conductor, that is. We'll close with one of Haydn's London symphonies, Symphony No. 104, which is his last symphony. Most exciting of all, we're going to be playing Kari's new concerto. It'll be a world premiere. It's called Concerto Mali, and it's for djembe and orchestra. And I'll let Kari talk about that, and we're going to go into that in the, I guess, the middle segment.
Why don't we get a little music right now, and let's go to that first piece that you talked about, and we'll listen to that and come back and get more information.
Great.
Thank you.
So moving to East Providence High School, that's going to be very interesting, brand new facility, and I don't know anyone that's actually played there yet. It's going to be interesting.
It's new to me. The people have been very cooperative. We're really looking forward to being there.
Excellent. Well, how can people get tickets to that performance?
Yeah, so you can get your tickets through Eventbrite. The easiest way to find that is on the first page of our website, nabsco.org. That's nabsco.org. And just click on the button on the opening page that says buy tickets. The link is not up yet, but it will be very soon for our next event on December 11th. Our ticket pricing is very simple. Pay what you think it's worth. Anything from $0 to a major donation is welcome. So
that's amazing.
We want to get as many people to the concert as possible, and we're trying to serve the community. So
it's a great thing that you're doing for that. All right, what's this next piece of music we're going to listen to?
So this will be the closing movement of Prokofiev's Classical Symphony, the Vivace. It's a very exciting movement. So,
all right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and Ivan Kirshner is the president. And Ivan, this is the portion of our program tonight where we're going to talk about Kari. Now, are you going to do that yourself, or do you want him to do it?
No, I want him to do it.
Okay, let's start with the music that you're going that we're going to listen to, and tell us a little bit about this. This is snippets, right, so to speak?
Yes. I was commissioned to write a piece for the orchestra that I had proposed with Sidi Maiga, who's a wonderful Malian musician. He's a master drummer. He plays djembe and a number of other African percussion instruments. He's well known in Providence, has quite a following, and I'm interested in a lot of different kinds of music, and I play in his African world music ensemble, Afromanding, and I thought it would be great to put him in a different context with orchestra. I've done this with other performers, Nandkishore Mule, who's a great Indian santur player. We've written a concerto together. I've written with Stephen Chalaya, a Malaysian guitarist, and then numerous compositions using Finnish folk music with in various ensembles and orchestra, including a big show, Myths of the Subtropics. And so I thought, well, what's new nowadays in composition is sort of this innovation of blending cultures. And composers have been doing this for a long time, Debussy with the gamelan ideas for his impressionist music, and from there on. And so I thought this would be a really cool thing to introduce the orchestra to this African master drummer. And another interesting thing about the composition is that it also features a lot of improvisation. With the djembe part and the orchestra's use of the soloist, you know, memorizing assiduously for months on end and practicing and getting every note just right. And so this is going to change every time. So Sidi and I were talking.
So that means if they make a mistake, you won't know.
Exactly. Well, that's the way it is with new music. Even if the orchestra plays it wrong, they think that's what the composer wrote. But so that's both a good and a bad part about that.
Right.
But yes, it has a lot of flexibility, and it's very interesting, and it's very exciting to do that. So we came up with this three-part scheme for this concerto for African percussion. The first movement is called Bones. And it's in African music, they use the essential notes of the major minor scale, these pentatonic scales, which are kind of the bones of that. So that's what this is based on primarily, although I throw in a lot of other spices from the Western world. Mm-hmm. But and then the bones of a 12-8 rhythm, which is 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3 going, which is pretty typical. But in African music, they don't really think about it always being in either in groups of three. They also think about it in groups of two, and often simultaneously. So a lot of the music is challenging because it's 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, the orchestra along with these bones of this primarily pentatonic scale, I thought was kind of fun for the performers and for the certainly the soloist. So that's the first movement. The second movement is, and the first movement is played on the djembe, which is sort of an African drum that you sit and play, and it has a higher pitch and rings out very nicely. They use it a lot in drum circles, so you might be familiar with that.
Well, why don't we listen to that first piece now?
Okay,
right?
Then I'll talk about
the second
movement.
The second one.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is an excerpt from Bones.
Thank you.
All right, that was one of three, and here comes number two. Tell us about that.
The second movement of the concerto is called Spirits, and in African culture, there's a big emphasis on ancestor worship, and I think even in the West, too. We were just talking about Ancestry.com. We're all right. interested in that and about where we came from. And so this one's called Spirits, and I'm imagining all of these ancestors talking to each other about what's going on in the world and what's going on in our lives. And so it starts with a wonderful instrument called a waterphone, and actually it uses water to make some of the sounds, but it was also invented by John Waters. It's used in a lot of horror films. It's very creepy sounding. And so it starts with the ancestors talking there. And I will be playing that because it's actually a bowed instrument. So as a cellist, that it's fun to play with that. And that is the Sidi Maiga, the percussionist, will be playing talking drum. And the talking drum, as it says, it sounds like it's talking. It's an hourglass shape with strings attached to it. So as you kind of pump it like an accordion, it goes higher and lower so you can get inflections as though it's speaking. And so the orchestra is also commenting on this in the background. And one of my favorite French composers, Olivier Messiaen, had these modes of limited transposition and these endless scales, which are, as he said, modes of limited transposition, unlike the major scale that has 12 different ones. It only has three, and as you climb up it, it repeats itself, and so it's kind of this endless ladder. So it's a little bit of a what one of my composition teachers said, letters to yourself. So but that's the underpinning that I thought of for this. And there are also little parts where the orchestra gets to improvise, the bassoon and oboes sort of improvise. Their notes are written out, but they're to not follow the conductor and speed up. And they're actually having little conversations. So if you can imagine a room full of people that are sort of ignoring each other at times while this other music is going on underneath, that's what the opening of that goes on. So it was fun to write. And it's kind of what I think of as a spiritual symmetry. So if you want to play an example of that.
Very interesting music, and probably just as interesting to the audience is going to be that they'll be able to actually see those instruments being played, right?
That is true. That I'm not sure many people have seen a waterphone.
No.
When I introduce it to people, they go, oh, yeah, I know that sound. Yeah, I've heard that in a lot of Close Encounters of the Third Kind is featured there, and lots of other movies like that. I said, yes, I recognize it. I always thought it was a synthesizer. I said, no, this is an acoustic bowed instrument with water inside of it and tines, and you move it around, and it makes these kind of howling sounds and really eerie sounds, which I thought would be great for spirits.
All right. We have one more snippet?
Yes. And so to round out kind of the idea of this is bones and spirit, and the last one is flesh. And so I save all the really more luscious music and for last. And I think about flesh, you know, the joy and pleasure of being alive and experience being existing, mystery of existence. And so the beginning opens up with kind of a jazzy flute along with now back to the djembe, and they're doing this little paired dance. You might notice that there are a lot of little duets going on here. It's a lot about little relationships and duets between instruments. So here's the flute and the djembe, and then that moves on to a very sensuous theme, which I think of, it's supposed to sound luscious and beautiful, and it's with the favorite Western scale, actually, the major scale, which a lot of new music doesn't use, but it seemed like that was something that is sensuous and we all experience and love. And then it goes back to a more driving section, which is sort of the joy of living, starts with a trumpet fanfare, and then again, the 12-8 insistent rhythms mixed with the 3-4. Many of you might know that from like da 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 ti da da dum bum bum da 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 dum dum. That 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. But here used in a different way with these African patterns. But it's very uplifting and hopefully joyful, and goes back to the beginning in that way, using some of these really strong pentatonic scales, sort of the bones of existence. So it hopefully brings us
full circle. Yep, absolutely.
As far as, so that was the idea, and that was my intent in writing it. And so I've been working a lot with Sidi Maiga to get him embedded into the piece and to add to it freely with his percussion. But a lot of it will happen at our rehearsals in the next 4 weeks in deciding exactly how that's going to be. So it's going to be an experiment for all of us. And so I'm very much looking forward to it.
Excellent. Sounds exciting. All right. Something to go and listen to and watch. We'll listen to that third piece now, then take a short break and be back with more. Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ivan Kirshner, who is the president of the organization. And Ivan, something we didn't touch on the first segment, the last segment, of course, we were concentrating on some of the music that's going to be heard on the program on December 11th, correct? December 11th?
Yep, December 11th.
Okay. And but one of the things we didn't mention is the name, the Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra.
Right.
And I think that's important, right?
It's actually in our mission statement that we're here to serve the community of amateur or professional musicians. We don't get paid to play, so we're amateur for this orchestra, but some of our musicians are professional. To give them the experience of playing, you know, music that's been played forever, that we all love. And then the people in the community that form our audience. And that's really important to us. And especially we're trying more and more to get to the underserved community in Rhode Island, where, you know, people who come from places or situations where they might not get a chance to hear this kind of music. And that's one of the reasons we've gone to this pay what you wish, so that, you know, $0 to major donations is fine, and we want to get everybody in.
Excellent. What a great way to do that. I know that if I was involved, I might tend to, if, you know, if the ticket was $20 and it was in this kind of situation, maybe I'd throw in 50 or I'd throw in 40, you know, if I can, you know, that kind of thing. It is open to everyone, and that's great. The other thing is that it's going to be at East Providence High School, new venue. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But in the meantime, there are other things coming up for the orchestra, and you want to invite people to join you, right?
Absolutely. And something exciting this year is we've had a chance to do more playing down here in the southern part of the state than we usually do. So we've got three more events for our 2022-2023 season through next May. Our winter concert is on Sunday, March 12th at the University of Rhode Island Fine Arts Center Concert Hall. Our annual chamber music recital will be on Sunday, April 2nd. And that's at St. Peter's by the Sea Episcopal Church in Narragansett. So again, down here in this part of the state. And our season finale will be on Sunday, the 21st of May at East Providence High School again. And the March concert is going to feature Mozart's Requiem, which will be conducted by our music director, Christo Condacci. And we'll be joined by four vocal soloists and a chorus led by Joseph Amante y Zapata, who's, well-known in the state for managing choruses, you know, conducting choruses. And he's done a great job of pulling together some fine singers, so we're excited about that. We're going to complement the Requiem with Fauré's beautiful Cantique de Jean Racine, and Joseph is going to conduct that himself. The program for the chamber music recital will be announced soon. The musicians get to pick that themselves. And the season finale, we're going to play the Violin Concerto No. 3 by Grazina Basevich, featuring Joanna Kirkovich on violin. And we're going to follow that by Bartok's exciting Concerto for Orchestra, which is a huge work. So
a lot of things coming up. Yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming in tonight. It's always a pleasure to see you and to hear how the orchestra is doing. It sounds like it's doing very well.
We're doing well, and I want to thank you very much. We always enjoy coming and talking to you here.
Excellent. We have one more piece of music. We're going to go out with a piece from Haydn, right?
Indeed. It's going to be the closing piece on our upcoming concert in December 11th at East Providence High School. And it's Haydn's Symphony No. 104. It's sometimes called the London Symphony, but it's actually one of several symphonies called the London Symphonies. And I think we're gonna hear a part of the first movement.
Excellent. I wish the orchestra all the best. And if you're listening out there, support the Narragansett Bay Symphony Orchestra. December 11th, East Providence High School. Go to nabsco.org for your tickets. And we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.